The little pigs would be running out mostly until they got up some size.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd put them up, see. Mm-hmm. Get into things. And I had that right down there. I had little pigs. I had, I got it right at 1 acre ground down there. Well, the deed says more or less. But anyway, I had some little pigs, and I had some peanuts planted out there. I let them run out, and they eat up all the peanuts. They'd root up there and eat up all the peanuts. And I had some dead big stalks of peanuts that they'd eat them all. They'd root under there and get the peanuts that they'd come up. When I found it out, it was too late.
People used to keep their milk and butter before they had
the refrigerator. They put it in the well. They'd have a milk cooler. And they put it on the frame and put it down into the well. Sometimes it would turn over down there and they had to draw all the water out the well. I've seen that happen a lot of times.
What about where people get their milk from now? Companies that
put out milk. Oh, they get from dairies, not most of the milk they have. They get from the dairies. Well, you take the peoples out in the country. They have their own milk, you know. But now the health department claims that it has to be marginalized or whatever they call it. Never did raise none, but I worked on the farm where they did raise cotton.
Okay, what'd you have to do?
What do you mean, the plant the cotton? Had to plant it, bar it off, hoe it, dirt it up, and keep dirting it up, and then when it got up some size, then they put the soda around it, and fried it until it got about knee high, and then they call themselves laying it by. They lay it by along in July then.
What about chopping?
Well, I said it's chopping.
Is that thing is hoeing?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's two words. So they chop it or hoe it. Now, the first thing they do is they thin it out. They used to. They thin the cotton out. Then they'd come back and have to be dirtied maybe once or twice. Then they'd come back and instead of hoeing it, they'd get the big bunches of grass out of it. The grass comes. You see, when they first thin it out, it ain't no more about that. And you see, they have to put dirt around it after they clean all the grass around it, put dirt around it, put a fly on top of it. And then grass will come in there. Then they pull it thin. They go the second time. Pull it over. The first thing they do is thin it.
Both of those called chopping
cotton? Well, I guess it would, because they chop it. In other words, when they first bar it off on a little strip about like, a little strip about like that. Then they'd come along and chop it then. They had a bunch of people in the field called chopping the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And them real good pliers, they didn't have to hold the cotton no more. Some of them didn't have no real good choppers and a real good plow. They had to go back over it maybe twice to get the grass out of it.
Do you have any name for that grass that grows in the field?
I believe they call that crap grass, most of the grass that they got. But then we had Bermuda grass in there too. Bermuda or whichever one we call it.